This is the Tech Arts Network.
Welcome to Church Grip, episode number 5. Today we'll be talking about purchasing decisions. Church Grip is a 10-minute or less podcast on a single topic talking about church production and technology. I wanted to start off this episode by mentioning two podcasts I got to listen to this week that are also on the Tech Arts Network. First of all, check out Faith Tools, episode 31, titled Old Timers and New Tricks. They had a really great segment on empowering volunteers, something we all should be looking at and getting into as we work with our production community. We can't do it all by ourselves. It takes volunteers to get it done, not just on Sunday, but look at expanding your volunteers out into during the week, maybe helping you with some setup or some programming if they can to take the load off of you. One of the things I thought was really great was if you're doing something repetitively, maybe you should look at seeing if there's a volunteer who would like to help take that load off of you so that you can build into your teams a little bit more. Also check out Church Tech Weekly, episode 17, The Color Purple. This podcast is hosted by Mike Sessler, and this was a great discussion on lighting and video calibration for iMag. Really great stuff, great topics discussed in here. And, you know, if you're new to lighting for video, it's a whole different game. It's a real conflict, actually, with lighting for the audience in the room. So they talk about some of the issues that you'll come across here and how to get a good balance. And one of the best things I thought is maybe adjusting slowly over time so that you don't really shock those that are in the audience when you start making changes to make the video look a little better. Now, on to our topic for today. Purchasing decisions. At my church, we just wrapped up our end of year. We happened to end our year in September, and we had some extra money that was left over towards the end of the year that we were looking at purchasing some equipment. And we've got a lot of needs right now, and trying to make the right decisions and purchase the right equipment that's going to move the ministry forward is always something that I sweat over a lot in my ministry. I'd like to go over just three or four things that I always look at before I make a larger purchasing decision. First up, I look at how can I get the most out of every dollar that I have. Most of us are limited in our ministry budget and just can't go out and buy the most expensive or the biggest or the largest. We've got to look and see what's appropriate and spend that money wisely. This can be done two ways. First of all, by picking the appropriate product. And second of all, by really shopping around and making sure that we are getting the best deal from the vendors that we work with. While it's convenient to always work with the same vendor, it is definitely a good idea to check with multiple vendors, especially when making larger purchasing decisions, and then even maybe putting them in competition with each other and letting them know, hey, I looked with vendor A or vendor B, and vendor B came in a little bit better than you were, and seeing if they'd be willing to help you out, being that you're a longtime customer of theirs. These conversations can sometimes be a little bit awkward, but remember, $100 could be another microphone or some much-needed microphone cables. So always try and get the best deals you can when working with your vendors. Making the right decision on a particular product can really be one of the most important things that we do as tech directors of churches. We have to look at a lot of different things to make a decision on what's going to be the right technology for the particular need that we have. I'd really encourage everybody out there to also think outside the box when you're looking for different types of products. Sometimes we tend to get stuck in a rut. We'll either tend to work with an existing vendor that we're familiar with. Maybe you're a Soundcraft fan, so you only go out and look at Soundcraft consoles. Or maybe you're looking at purchasing a digital audio workstation and, you know, everybody out there uses Pro Tools, so obviously I need Pro Tools. And that may not be the appropriate use for what your needs are at your church. For example, if you're only doing voiceover work for post-production video, Soundtrack might be fine if you use the Final Cut Suite, or maybe Adobe Sound Booth if you're, you know, working with the Adobe Suite. or maybe even Reaper, which is about $240 for churches, which is a full multi-track recording system. You know, just look at your requirements and really define what they are, put them down on paper, and really put all the different products to the test and make sure that they're going to meet your needs. You know, it's more about the person using the tool, usually for sound quality, for example, than the actual tool itself. Some of them may make it a little bit easier, but maybe the cheaper product might get the job done in the right hands. So these are things that we need to evaluate and look at before we just go out and purchase what may be the industry standard or the best product. And being stuck with one vendor these days is you're really limiting what you have available. You know, there are a lot of great digital sound consoles out there, and there are a lot of vendors. There are a lot of great lighting consoles. Maybe you know ETC, but, you know, take the time to really evaluate the other products and the other offerings out there, and maybe even think outside the box. I mentioned Mike Sessler earlier. He and I are tend to pick the different products, and we've really had some good luck with products that might not be the mainstream, and really are getting good use out of them, and usually saving money and getting even sometimes better functionality out of the products, at least for the needs that we have at our particular church. We also have to remember who's going to be operating the equipment or the systems that we put in place. A lot of times we're going to have volunteers running these particular pieces of equipment, and making the decision based on what is the professional standard or what is the most powerful product may really limit the usability to those users that only operate that device on Sunday and maybe one Sunday out of the month. So we always have to keep in mind volunteers or, you know, maybe even staff that might not be the most technical savvy people being able to operate this equipment effectively. I'm going to give you an example. A Grand MA lighting console is probably the best, or I'm not going to say the best, but the most popular and most often used on tour lighting console out there. And I have no doubt that it's an incredibly powerful console. But I would argue that the Jans Vista console that we mentioned in the last episode might be a better choice for your church if you've got volunteers operating it. It's a little bit more user-friendly to the non-professional lighting individual. I would say another area where I've seen this is that the PM5D seems to be the touring standard digital console these days. So churches tend to maybe hire an audio engineer, and he likes the PM5D, so that church just puts that console in because he's the one who's operating it today. But we also have to think about who's going to be operating these devices in the future, and picking the right console, even though it may not be the one that person's the most comfortable with, if they're a professional, truly a professional, they should be able to adapt and work with whatever console is going to be appropriate for your requirements at your facility. And definitely think beyond today. Think beyond even yourself, and think about what would be the best purchase for this church over the long haul, because who knows where God's going to have you be in the future. Lastly, I want to say, try it out. Demos, people. It is usually very easy, especially when you start getting into these more expensive products. When I say more expensive, maybe even a couple $1,000 and up, to get a demo from the vendor. Usually vendors are very willing to ship you, or the in-town representative may have one that they can just drop off at your church and let you try for a few days, maybe even a few weeks. I cannot tell you how valuable this is. It may take you a little bit longer to make your decision, and this can sometimes be very difficult when you're looking at a short time frame or a short turnaround of making a purchase. But if I'm looking at any product that I know is going to be installed for a while and in place in my church for, you know, what could be as much as 10 years, I am not going to make that purchase without getting hands-on on the particular products and really trying them out and making sure that that is what we need to invest in for the long term of what we're doing in our ministries. Well, thank you for joining me this week on Church Grip, episode number 5. Check out some of the other podcasts on the Tech Arts Network. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast or any of the other podcasts, you can leave comments at churchgrit.com or over at the Tech Arts Network. Would love to start a conversation with you there. You can also find me on Twitter. I am at OSSMac or at churchgrit, and would love to have you follow me, and I'd love to follow you back and start a conversation there on Twitter as well. Have a great week, and thanks for listening.